You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with David Knowles, Group Marketing Director of Credit Safe, the world's most used supplier of business credit reports. David, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
I'm delighted to be here, and I really hope that I've got a few hints and tips that can help people across the whole of the state.
Yeah, we're certainly looking forward to hearing that from your expertise. So first of all, for starters, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your company, Credit Safe.
Okay, well, I'm the Group Marketing Director of Credit Safe, and as you said very kindly in your introduction, we're now the world's most used supplier of company credit reports. So we supply information to businesses that lets them know about the companies they're dealing with, lets them know whether they're going to pay them on time, lets them know whether they're going to be in business a year down the line. We started off something like 18 years ago under a road bridge in the middle of Oslo, Norway. And since that time, we've grown. We're now in 9 countries around the world, 8 over here in Europe, as you can tell by my accent. And we opened up in the States 2 and a bit years ago. We already have several thousand customers across the U.S., and we're delighted to be able to supply them with company credit reports. Last year, we supplied over 75 million company credit reports to our 80,000 subscription customers around the world.
That certainly speaks volumes of the success and what you're offering in the space. What would you say are the biggest benefits that a credit report can offer a small business or an entrepreneurial venture?
I think at its most basic, it's a reassurance that the person you're doing business with is who they say they are. How often does an entrepreneur who's starting a new business, who gets that opportunity for a sale, we've all been there. I've worked for myself as well, you know. You get that thing, you get a call, and somebody says, oh, I'm really interested in doing business with you. You're excited. It's an opportunity for a sale. How do you know that they really are the person who they say they are? How do you really know when they're going to pay you, or if indeed they're going to pay you at all? Let's face it, entrepreneurs have got better things to do than spend their time chasing money, chasing people to pay them, lying awake at night wondering where that money's going to come in so they can pay their own bills. It helps you to be forewarned so you know that the people you're dealing with are who they say they are and that they're going to pay you. If you've got that information, you can get them to get your terms right so that you can say, look, hey, I know where you are, I know where you're coming from, let's get this right and get it ready in advance. In the oldest cliche in credit management, a sale is not a sale until the money's in the bank.
And that is very, very well said. Now, given all of the ways that a credit report can help entrepreneurs and small businesses, it seems that the majority of them have never considered using credit reports before. Why do you think that's the case?
I think small businesses have always had this thing that it's not for them, you know. They think it's something that belongs to the realm of big businesses or high finance or banks or Wall Street or something like that. I was amazed, you know, when I joined this company some 8.5 years ago, and I found then in those days we were just selling in a couple of countries over here in Europe. And do you know what? It's exactly the same now as it was then. We sell over the telephone. We reach out to small businesses, and we've always targeted small businesses as well as the big companies. And typically, 50% of the people who we take on as new customers have never used a product like ours before. Might have not even been aware that it existed. And why is that? Because they thought, it's not for me, or I can't afford it, or it's something that's only for the big boys. And what happens? They end up going into business not quite blind, but quite often without that vital information that can protect them from the threat of a debt, particularly small startup guys. You know, if you've done a bit of business with someone and you've provided your product and service, if they haven't paid you, in effect, you've given them those thousands of dollars until they actually put that money in your bank. And if you're having to lie awake at night chasing that debt, if you're having to get up in the morning, that's the first thing that's on your mind. If you're forewarned and forearmed, you can make better decisions and take away that hassle.
Today we're joined by David Knowles, Group Marketing Director of Credit Safe, the world's most used supplier of business credit reports here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Can you give us a specific scenario or two of how an entrepreneur or small business owner would use a credit report to protect their business?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's look at the scenario we were just trying to think about a moment ago. You get somebody who phones you up, they've seen your website, they've been recommended by one of your other customers, and they come to you and they say, hey, I really like what you're doing, I'm really excited, I'd like to buy, let's say you make, I don't know, whatever it is, I'd like to buy 10,000 of whatever it is you make, or I'd like you to come along and do a bit of work for me, make me a marketing plan, do a service. You don't know who that guy is. That's just someone on the other end of the telephone. Sure, you can Google him. Sure, you can look at his email address. But do you know how well he pays his bills? Do you know how long he's been in business? Do you know whether he's got any outstanding court judgments against him? Do you know if he's been involved with any other businesses that have failed spectacularly, owing money to other people? Just being able to look at the information provided on a business credit report will give you that information. So when you're getting ready to do business with someone, you're already in a position of knowledge. And that's really important. And I think the other thing is the old cliche. I've heard this so many times in this business. You go and talk to a small business guy, and he says, I don't need credit reports. I've been dealing with this guy for 100 years. He's fantastic. He's one of the best-known companies in the world. You know, and big, well-known companies fail as well. Big, well-known companies don't pay their bills. Big, well-known companies sometimes have problems with their finance, with their cash flow. And unless you've got the information that that's happening, you can go on thinking everything in the garden is rosy. Just think, there were people who were probably supplying lots of goods and services to someone like Enron, and all of a sudden all the Lehman Brothers. And what happened to those guys? If you haven't got that constant information, you're not necessarily in a position to protect yourself.
That is so true. Typically, commercial credit reports have the reputation of being very cost prohibitive. Why are they so expensive, and how is Credit Safe able to make credit reports more affordable and accessible to smaller businesses?
I think in many ways, the reason why they've got that reputation is because the marketplace has let that evolve over time. You know, when we first started out, the internet was still very much a new thing. And in those days, credit reports were usually freshly investigated. Somebody would get the information, get it together, collate the information, do the manual checks, bring it all together, perhaps type it into a beautiful bound document, and then it would be delivered to the customer by a young finance MBA fresh out of the Harvard Business School. Information is available, and what you do with information can be processed. And what we do is we've harnessed the power of the internet, we've harnessed the availability of data, and we've brought it together so we can sell over the telephone, we can deliver online, and that enables us to have reduced overheads, and because of the sheer economy of scale that we have as a business, offer our customers lower prices. Now, what's happened, of course, is that I think traditionally, because they were expensive in the old days, because it was a more labor-intensive environment, those prices stayed, because you have a situation where you had only two or three major players in a marketplace, and it kind of suited them all to keep prices high. And I think what we're seeing is a demonopolization of markets in this area all around the world. And I'm actually very proud that we've been able to play that part, because we're then able to offer businesses all over the world more cost-effective protection against the threat of bad debt.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners along the lines of our discussion today?
Yeah, what I would say is don't go into business blind. Arm yourself with information. Even if somebody looks fantastic and looks wonderful, just make sure that you really know who you're dealing with. And the other thing is, don't let yourself stop at that first sale. Businesses evolve, businesses change. I would always say, use company credit reports, use business reports. They're easy to use. use. They're not difficult. You don't need to be a financial genius. They've got that key information available for you to give you an idea as to when a customer is likely to pay you and whether they're likely to be in business a year down the line, whether there's anything you need to worry about with their financial status. The other thing that most good suppliers will do is they'll offer you the opportunity to take a subscription. So that means that you don't need to worry about the cost per report. You use as much as you like. It's like going to a fitness gym. It's like being, you know, how many times you use it is up to you, but make the most of your subscription. The other important thing is to make sure that you get offered a monitoring service. So if something does change with your big customer, you're the first to know about it and you're ready to react.
Certainly very informative, David. Certainly appreciate all the information shared today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about CreditSafe Online.
First thing they can do is go to our website. Go to www.creditsafe.com. Go and have a look there, find out more about it, and click on the link there to get a free business credit report on any company in the United States, see the quality of data that's offered, see how we can help protect you, and hopefully then think about signing up for a subscription.
Well, David, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise, we've been speaking with David Knowles, Group Marketing Director of CreditSafe, the world's most used supplier of business credit reports. And once again, the website of reference is creditsafe.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the EPodcast Network.